saving money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes. Whether you're pouring a walkway, concrete slab, or setting a post, we have the right product at the best price to complete your project. Shop our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
The SynchroWave 212 from Miller is making TIG welding more approachable than ever. AutoSet takes the guesswork out of getting started by automatically adjusting your weld parameters. An intuitive graphic interface means less time setting up and more time under the hood. And the optional water cooler keeps you welding longer. Whether you're a welding expert or just getting started, the Miller SynchroWave 212 lets you tackle more with TIG.
Tracy Ferriter. This is the Kid in the Cage case, part two. It's Tracy's turn. Accused of aggravated child abuse for allegedly locking and adopted a child in an 8x8 structure in the garage of her Jupiter home. It's set to go on trial July 12th. Circuit Judge Howard Coates granted a new trial date following a request from Ferriter's defense attorney, Mark Shiner, who returned to the case after withdrawing in December. During a status hearing on Tuesday, Shiner informed the court that he had reviewed the case's discovery materials and needed additional time to prepare for Ferriter's defense. "We want to avoid any potential appellate and due process issues," Shiner stated. Despite objections from state prosecutors, Judge Coates agreed to the July trial date, emphasizing the importance of a thorough preparation. Tracy Ferriter faces serious charges of aggravated child abuse, false imprisonment, and child neglect. Her husband, you may remember, Timothy Ferriter, was convicted of the same charges in October and sentenced to only 5 years in prison for locking a child in a cage in his garage. Yeah. I think you probably get like higher things for weed in Florida.
Yeah.
The Ferriters were arrested in February of 22 after Jupiter police discovered that they had allegedly confined one of their four children for extended periods in a locked structure within their home's garage. In a residential neighborhood. The confined child, whose identity is protected, testified at Timothy Ferriter's trial, describing the experience as dehumanizing. The structure, which can only be unlocked from the outside, was equipped with a bucket for the child's toilet needs. The Ferriters claimed they were struggling to manage the child's behavioral issues, which included attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and reactive attachment disorder. The Ferriter's defense argued that these behavioral conditions, which can make it challenging for children to form bonds and accept love, contributed to their actions. The teen's longstanding behavioral issues made it difficult for the Ferriters to cope, stated defense attorney during Timothy's trial. Since her husband's conviction, Tracy Ferriter has been living with a family friend in Palm Beach Gardens. The couple sold their Egret Landing home in March of 2023 for $760,000. Approximately $50,000 more than their purchase price of December 21. So they made a profit on the house.
Nice.
How would you really want to get into that house, though? I mean, my God. This is the Kid in the Cage house. Oh, yeah. I got my Lexus parked right over there where the cage was.
Well, and think about, like, the Huerman's house, which should just be torn down. Eight passengers?
Yeah.
You know, house that, I mean, all these homes that had these terrific things. And I know I talked about this at one point during one of our segments, but kitty corner from my house is a red house that had child molestation happening in it. The dad was molesting his granddaughter and he was arrested. The family moved out. They flipped the house. Somebody did. And they just sold it. A new family moved in a month ago. And I'm like, do they have any idea what happened in that house?
Nope.
Because the entire neighborhood knows.
Nope.
Do they know?
That's why you Google it a little bit and see if anything ever came out of the news or anything like that. Because they don't have to disclose that sort of thing. Death sometimes needs to be disclosed if inquired about.
Right.
Although some states have laws where you don't have to, even if they do inquire. So it's kind of up to you to do your own due diligence when buying a house if you're going to find out anything weird happened there.
Do you want to know?
I think if I'm investing, you know, nearly $1 million in a house, I'm going to look into it a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose.
Just want to make sure. Although I don't know how much I didn't really do. This was the only one owner on this one, and it was the same people who built it. So they're not in jail. So I don't think there was any real problems with them, other than they were Mormons.
That's the start.
They were Mormons. So.
Well, that just means that they have a really big pantry off the kitchen, right?
They do. They're actually, there's a lovely pantry off the kitchen. It's big.
I've been told, a friend of mine who knows a lot of Mormon people told me that there's always big pantries off the kitchen, and I don't understand why that's a thing.
I don't know. But they were also doomsday preppers, because there's a safe room in the basement that was literally a wall of water when I looked at the house, like bottled water and all sorts. I mean, and I have my own stash of stuff for, like, you know, you need to sit here for a while.
End of times.
But they were hardcore, man. They had, they were way beyond what I had going on. You know, to each their own. Timothy Farriter is currently seeking release on bond while he appeals his conviction. He appealed before Judge Coates on January 11th, but a decision regarding his release has not yet been made. We'll provide a written ruling at a later date, Coates said. As Tracy Farriter's trial approaches, both the defense and prosecution are going to have to revisit a lot of these troubling allegations. It's going to be interesting to see how much this is like the other case, if she tries to throw him under the bus or anything, or how this is all going to play out. I think at the end of the day, if you're an adult and you are caring for a child, it doesn't fucking matter if your partner decided to go lock the kid in the cage in the garage. You still have a responsibility there, whether that be get the kid out or go call the police and say, my husband just locked the adoptive child in a cage, and this is not okay. And I'm afraid to do anything for my own safety to get him out. Please help me. There's lots of options that you have there.
Typically.
If you can see them, that's the other thing. Sometimes people get so trauma bonded to the other person through abuse and such that you don't see the forest through the trees. Which, I don't know, that could be a possible defense here. We will see as this goes to trial. Are they going to be giving us a feed for it? Do you know? Are we going to be able to?
I don't know.
Watch and listen?
I would think so, because they did Timothy's. I would think that they would want to publicize hers as well.
Yeah. Well, if they have it, we'll carry it. And that's coming up July 12th. Is that right? If there's no delays.
So.
Wow. And that's not far away. All right. Stay tuned.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Out at McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken meal deal o un $6 McDouble meal deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.